Australians make a real effort to manage their waste, and most of us believe we are good recyclers, but up to 35% of recycling goes to landfill unnecessarily. Dr. Poria Pazbash joins us this morning to talk about how well recycling needs to be rinsed and sorted and why. He's a research fellow and adjunct associate professor in infrastructure engineering at the University of Melbourne, and he joins me on the phone now. Poria, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cameron. Very good. Thank you for the call.
No problem. So we've had household recycling for some sort of something like 30 years, haven't we? And how well are Australians managing their recycling in that period? How have we been going with it?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are not doing very well. For example, if we look at the polymers and plastics, we are only capable of recycling of 10% of polymers in Australia. That number everywhere in the world is not much better than us. Of course, there are some countries that they are doing much better. But so the problem is not only on households or it's not an issue of we don't know how to recycle. There are a lot of manufacturing issues and the technology issue and also the social awareness issues that we need to be ahead of it.
And so could you get into a little bit more as to what is getting in the way of effective recycling of rubbish from households?
Yeah, for example, the example in the article was about the pizza box. When we get a delivery on the pizza box and then we see some oil and greases on the pizza box. It's a paper. After we finish the pizza, we just want to throw it away into the recycled bin. But if you have an oil on your pizza box, unfortunately, that is not a good recyclable material. It doesn't go very well in the mix with the other waste, like polymers or papers, and then that grease and that oil and the pizza box will do a lot of damage to the recycling facilities. And that cannot be recyclable. So that's why someone has to take that out manually or by a robotic system, hopefully, which we don't have many in Australia. So that's one example of how we need to be careful of putting our waste into the recycled bin.
And so what's being done at a government and local council levels to tackle some of these issues with recycling?
That's a very good question. So the point is that every council, they have different rules and policies. Some councils are doing very well, putting right guidelines and putting very good information and explaining very well to the people that what has to be there and what has to go to the yellow bin and what has to go to the red bin. So, for example, I know that some councils in Victoria or Queensland, they are doing very well. When it comes to the coffee cups, some councils and some states, actually, Western Australia and South Australia, they are doing very well in terms of guiding people at what types of coffee cups they can use and they cannot use. So councils I would suggest to people that they have to approach the councils and they have to follow the council rules, because in Australia, every council, they have different rules. That's number one. Number two is that there are a lot of facilities, recycling facilities across Australia. Recently, for example, I heard that New South Wales, they come up with a new recycling facility for flexible polymers and packaging plastics, which we never had it in Australia before. And that's a very new thing for Australia. And I think that's the first one in New South Wales, which is very, very exciting. So Australia is started doing very well, but we are not very ahead of the other countries, especially first world countries.
And so I guess at a personal household level, what are some of the tips you can give for cleaning and sorting our rubbish before we bin it? So, you mentioned at the top the pizza box issue. Could you maybe start with that?
Yeah.
Give us some other examples of common household waste items.
Yeah, I always give this example that if you got a delivery, the food delivery, and then the food is coming in a plastic container. After you finish the food, for example, I always give the example of I'm loving Indian food. So palak paneer is quite oily. And then after you finish the food, then the container has a lot of oil. Don't throw away that. Of course, it can be recyclable, but with that oil, it cannot be recyclable. So wash it a little bit, rinse it a little bit, not too much. Don't be too fussy about that. And then just give it a rinse a little bit, and then it's good to go. But before that, you need to check that whether your council would accept the plastic containers. Some councils, they still don't accept the plastic containers. And the same example goes to the coffee cups. Unfortunately, in Australia, we are not able to recycle coffee cups. And I always do this mistake that I put my coffee cup into the yellow bin and I think that, oh, this is a paper. But of course, there is a polymer lining inside the coffee cup, which is a paper plus a polymer. And that polymer gives a lot of problem to the recycling of that coffee cup. So coffee cups, plastic containers, pizza box, and when it goes to the milk bottles, for example, some milk bottles, they are recyclable. Some of them, especially those that they would stay for longer, they have another lining inside that is not able to be recycled in some of the councils. So my first advice is that to check your council rules and then see what it goes to the red and what it can go to the yellow, and then give it a little bit of rinse and wash it a little bit if it is not very clean, and then you're good to go.
And where can listeners go to double check what they can do in their own home? What are some good resources for them?
Good question. I wouldn't know the answer for all Australia, but I can see that, for example, some councils in Queensland, they have a very interesting mobile application that they can check. I know that some councils in Victoria, they also have. So New South Wales, I'm sure there is in some mobile apps, but that's not everywhere in Australia.
That's fair enough. So maybe just to get them to check the local council websites and start from there and see what the information is available.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Poria. I've really appreciated the time.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That was Poria Pazbash, Research Fellow and Adjunct Associate Professor in Infrastructure Engineering at the University of Melbourne, having a chat to us about what can and can't be recycled and what you could do to improve the recycling in your household with all the waste.